Your work has a purpose, and that purpose is found in God's grand work story. I'm Tom Nelson, back with you for another conversation on Weekly Wisdom for Your Workplace. It's wisdom that helps you reimagine your Monday workplace with renewed purpose, meaning, and hopefulness. It was one of those long Uber rides, we've all had those, that looking back seemed to me like a divine appointment. As I got in his car, I greeted Kevin, and we chatted a bit about his day, his favorite sports teams, where he grew up, and other lighter matters of life. And as often I do, I simply ask Kevin, tell me, what's it like to work as an Uber driver? He told me he liked the flexibility, but the pay wasn't that great. Not what he had been used to making, for sure. And I guess he felt safe with me, so Kevin began to share his life story. And what a story. As a teenager, he dreamed of playing basketball in the NBA. With high hopes, he played basketball in college, yet it became clear the NBA was not in the cards for him. He was discouraged, but not devastated. He got a job working in a customer conflict resolution area for an international telecommunications company. And you know what? The years of his early career were going really well. He made good money, and his job reviews were commendable. Everything seemed to be going fine on the outside. But on the inside, there was an addiction he had struggled with for many years that was beginning to surface. His life at home was deteriorating, and his workplace performance began to suffer. And it didn't take long to be called into his boss's office and hear those dreaded words, "We do not need your services anymore." It was a surprising knockdown punch for Kevin. And at that moment, as he described it, his world suddenly changed. The downward spiral of losing his job, his income, and his marriage, Kevin described it as being near the bottom, emotionally, relationally, financially, and certainly vocationally. And he was now driving Uber, not because he wanted to, but because he was simply trying to survive. With teary eyes, he said to me, "I'm trying to hang on, Tom. I'm trying to survive, but I'm behind on my mortgage and other bills are piling up. I don't know how I'm going to make it anymore." My heart went out to him, and I broke the lingering silence by saying, "I'm so sorry." And then he picked up the conversation right away, saying, "I've gone back to church, and I'm praying to God again. I'm trying to believe God is there for me. It's hard for me to believe better days are somehow ahead. I'm struggling, really struggling." You know, as I listened to his life and work story, my heart went out to Kevin. His work dream had been shattered. His relationships imploded. He continued to struggle with an addiction, and it all seemed so very painful, overwhelming, so heartbreaking. And as he wiped his teary eyes, I leaned forward from the back seat and asked Kevin if I could pray for him. And Kevin nodded his head. Now, for sure, praying out loud for an Uber driver is not my regular practice. Yet the moment seemed to be just right. And I prayed. And Kevin thanked me for my prayer. Arriving at my destination, Kevin quickly drove away to pick up his next rider. Yet, his story didn't drive away with him. His story continued to linger and linger in my mind and my heart. My heartfelt conversation with Kevin reminded me, in fresh ways, how so many people's Monday work and the workplace are so far, far from what they had ever imagined it would be, what they long for and hope for. And as Genesis chapter 3 reminds us, God's design for work has been so corrupted. There are so many thorns and thistles now. And many of us experience a great deal of brokenness in our lives, as well as brokenness in our world, in our work and our workplaces. Our Monday worlds tell an ongoing story of painful heartache, often rather than joyful fulfillment. And perhaps you or a close work colleague you know have a similar work story. One more of painful heartache than joyful fulfillment. And your work may really be knocking you down right now. So how do you get back up when your work knocks you down? Encountering the resurrected Jesus on the dusty road to Damascus, the Apostle Paul's life was radically changed. And as a rabbi and skilled tent maker, I doubt if growing up, a young Apostle Paul ever imagined that he would find his Monday work world that it would be so hard. In the New Testament, he describes his long work hours in his tent-making business, how he worked night and day. And Paul also transparently described the hard and difficult work as an apostle, sharing the gospel, traveling across the Roman Empire, leading the effort to plant churches. Paul describes his workplace as facing physical peril, emotional exhaustion, and sleepless nights. Later in his life, Paul is arrested and confined to a dungy Roman prison. Talk about a tough life and a tough work environment. I simply can't imagine that. So writing a letter from prison to a local group of followers of Jesus in Philippi, Paul pens these life-giving words of joy and hope for their Monday worlds. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your graciousness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Paul encourages you to cultivate a joyful positivity, even in the midst of the most difficult circumstances. To not be paralyzed by fear or anxiety in your Monday world, instead to pray, realizing the Lord is always near you, even in the most difficult and darkest times of your life and your work. There is a supernatural peace that is available to you, even when your Monday circumstances are most overwhelming, most fearful, and seemingly hopeless. So how was it possible for Paul to live into these joyful and hopeful words in such a difficult life and work context? Because Paul had embraced Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior, Paul also knew and embodied and indwelled God's bigger redemptive story. It is a good news gospel story that speaks into all dimensions of his life and yours, including his work both as a tent maker and as an apostle. A grand story of how human life was designed to flourish in original creation, what it ought to be. A grand story of how God's good integral design was disintegrated by sin entering the world. That is what work now is. A grand story of God redeeming the brokenness of our lives and world in Jesus, what your work can now be. And yes, a story of God one day restoring all things, including your work, in a future new heavens and new earth. It was this grand story, this meta-narrative, that made Paul joyful and hopeful in the midst of present hardships and wounding heartache. But what about you? Perhaps right now you feel a bit knocked down in your Monday world. Maybe you have lost your job or are underemployed, or you feel that you're in a dead-end job, or your job is not what you'd always hoped it would be, or perhaps an entrepreneurial work dream seems way beyond your grasp. Most likely, you cannot immediately change your circumstances at work, but you can adjust your perspective and attitude with a hopeful realism. Now is the time for you to more clearly see your life and work through God's work story. The present brokenness of your life, the difficult circumstances you may be facing in your work, I know, can be really, really hard. But remember today that God is there with you and for you to give you strength in the hardships of the moment and bring about a new day in your life and one day future. Yes, your work now will not be as much as you would long it to be. Please know, no work can completely fulfill us. Sin and brokenness still linger in all that you do, but your work will one day be glorious and beautiful as God designed it to be, as you fully indwell your image-bearing nature with all its creative goodness and delight. So how do you get back up when work has knocked you down? How do you keep keeping on when you feel you can't keep keeping on? Here's what I want you to take away from our conversation today. I'd like to share three nuggets of wisdom for you to tuck into your heart and mind in your workplace today, this week. These three are: check your life compass setting, be faithful where you are, and pray for God to open a door for you. First, check your life compass setting. The hard place you may be in right now may well be a disguised blessing. Now is the time to take a closer look at your life compass setting. As a follower of Jesus, your true north setting, your primary life calling, is not your work. It's not accomplishing even great things for God, as wonderful as that may be. Rather, it is relational. That is, to nurture a closer intimacy with God. In spite of our best efforts, many of us will never accomplish all we long for in our work and our careers. Isn't it true we can always do more, accomplish more? Yet as important as our calling of work is, the most important focus of your life is a deepening relationship with Jesus. And you know what I found in my own life? Sometimes when work knocks us down, it really is God's way of getting our attention to reset our life compass setting and priorities. So check your life compass setting. Second, be faithful where you are. God has sovereignly placed you in your Monday workplace, whether that is paid or unpaid, And he wants you to bloom where you are planted right now, even if it is a job you really are not that crazy about, or you're facing a very broken or difficult or even boring workplace. Remember, as a follower of Jesus, you are never alone. God is always near. He is near to you in the mountaintop of your career and your work, or in the deepest valley of your career and work. In those moments of success, in those places of failure and disappointment, he is there with you. He is there for you. One of the verses of Scripture that has been such a constant companion in my soul, in my workplace, is from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. It is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, and it has been a lifeline to my heart, and I trust it is for you. I would encourage you to memorize it and tuck it into your heart and workplace. Isaiah 41:10 says this, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will hold you in my righteous right hand." Isn't that promise wonderful and hopeful? God is there for you. Yes, you, in your Monday world, whatever that is, wherever it is, he will give you strength there. And when you don't have strength left, when you feel you can't keep going on, he will help you. And when times are the hardest or most overwhelming, he will hold you in his nail-scarred hands. When your work knocks you down, check your life compass setting. Second, be faithful where you are. And third, pray for God to open a new door of work for you. It's often been said that when a door closes on you, God opens a new one. And I have found that to be so true in my own work calling and career. Sometimes God's will for you is to stay in a difficult work environment. Yet Jesus reminds us we do not have, often because we do not ask. So ask today your Heavenly Father to open a new work opportunity that better fits you. I'd like to close this time with you in prayer. Heavenly Father, your holy inspired word calls us to rejoice in you always, to not worry about anything. Oh, that's so hard to do, Lord. But in everything, through prayer with thanksgiving, to present our requests to you. And in your holy word, you remind us that you are near to the brokenhearted and near to the crushed in spirit, that you are with us in all circumstances, both on those mountaintops of exhilaration and those deepest valleys of agony. When we are at the top of our career or in the bottom depths and everywhere in between, you are with us. You are our good shepherd. And Lord Jesus, help us keep our focus on you. Help us to remember our primary calling in life is not doing great things for you, but to grow in deeper intimacy with you. And when we feel as if life and work has knocked us down, help us to get up with renewed confidence in you. Keep our eyes and ears attentive to what you are doing in our life and where you may be leading us. And Holy Spirit, keep us ever prayerful in our workplaces. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the one who died to make us new, our master mentor, you teach us how to live a flourishing life and to flourish in our work, even in the most difficult circumstances. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been such a delight. And may you sense in unmistakable ways our Lord's great favor, his humble and gentle presence, as you with a hopeful confidence partner with him in the high calling of your workplace.